This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Devin, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Speaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Welcome back to the show. All right, you got to break this down for me, Breezy.
Yeah, we got a message from a listener who's really going through it, and it's kind of like anti-parental confidential, so I'll read her message, but we do cater a lot to parents on this show with our segment that we do daily, Parental Confidential.
Yep.
But what about the people who don't have kids, but they only have friends who are parents? It's a hard and tough spot to be in. So we got a message from a listener.
It's similar to our situation.
Yeah. But I feel like you'll have some insight on this. Because I feel like your friends' kids are older now, at least the ones at home.
Yeah.
And mine are like brand new. So it's
that's one way to put it. Yeah, that's one way to put it.
But she writes, I feel like I'm losing my life in freedom because my friends have kids. My best friends who I've had my entire life all have kids now. And I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I feel like I just never have plans on the weekends anymore because all my friends are at home with their kids, either tired, can't find a sitter, or simply just don't want to go out anymore because it's not their scene. I'm not trying to sound bitter or jealous, but seriously, this has been my life for the past 6 months to a year, and I don't know what to do about it. I love my friends, and I love their kids, but I feel like I'm losing my life and sacrificing a huge part of it without even being a parent myself. Is there any help or advice that your listeners could give or the two of you? I truly don't want to feel like I'm the only person who's experiencing this or is going or gone through it. Thanks.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, good luck with that.
I feel like all of my friends are just having babies.
Well, it gets easier, that's for sure. But there's nothing you can really do about that situation because everybody's got on a different timetable. You know what I'm saying? Like my friends now, their kids are like 13 or 14. Some of them have very young, like maybe 1 or 2 years of age. That's when it's the most difficult because you see a lot less of them.
Right.
A lot less of them.
A ton.
You know, and they just have to adjust, especially if they're new parents for the first time. They have to adjust on how everything works. And so they're not coming out. You're not going to see them maybe the first year.
Which is sad.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And scary.
You know, a lot of friends, like, they'll give you visitation rights. Yeah, you come over between, you know, 3 and 5 and meet them.
Right.
And hang out for a little bit. But the parents are not, like, especially that soon, they're not going and hanging out like they used to. It's just not.
No.
It's not part of their lifestyle.
Definitely experienced this with my best friend, which I don't think it's been an issue.
Well, she's a brand new mom.
At all. Yeah, her baby just turned 1. She's the cutest thing in the whole world. And I think it's different for me because although I'm not a parent, I am kind of in that space of like going out doesn't interest me as much as it once did. Like, I love sitting. I love being horizontal. I love being at home. I love being in a cozy set.
Yeah, but we're different in that aspect. I mean, there's a time and a place. You, like, Saturday night after the auction, you ran home. I ran to the after party.
I had to go home.
Just exhausted.
I was so tired. And, you know, I don't typically stay out that late. So I was ready to hit the sack. And maybe that's because all my friends are moms as well.
Yeah.
And we're not, like, I went over to my best friend's house on a Friday night, a couple Fridays ago. We got a pizza and watched a couple of episodes of our show.
Yep.
We fell asleep on the couch at 9 o'clock. Like,
that sounds like, yeah, I mean, that's what they do at nursing homes.
No, it's like 6 p.m. Get real. But I think one of the biggest pieces of advice, and I don't know if you want to do this, but find new friends.
No, you don't have to find new friends.
Don't leave your other friends behind.
No, listen.
But
I think there's other ways to go around. Like, listen to this text we got from Lisa. I've been in this situation. Most of my close friends had kids. They're all really young. So what I do is I typically bring over takeout and wine after bedtime. That way we could still connect with, you know, you have the opportunity to connect with your girlfriends once the kids are down.
Right.
It doesn't mean their life is over. They're just on a different schedule than you are.
Yeah. But you are valid in thinking that your life has changed because it did. You're not going to Easton Alex with that friend anymore. Count them out. They will not be there.
Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. A few of my good friends have kids. They've all had kids in the last few years. I myself am child-free, and I'm very happy for them. However, there's always the but. We can't have conversations about anything that isn't baby-related anymore, and that's where my frustration comes into play. Everything is about babies and fertility and pregnancy and what their kids are doing, and it's just different. That's going to be.
Yeah. This person says, Mom here, I lost all my friends when I had my daughter. I was a freshly 1 week into my 21st birthday when I gave birth. They met my daughter once and never asked to hang out with me or her again after that. She's 5 now. We still haven't talked. Just be there for your mom friends. And you can still go out with a new group, but don't forget about your mom friends.
No, you can't forget about them. But I think that's a great idea. If they're open to it.
Right.
And it's like, hey, I know you guys are probably exhausted, but if you have some free time after you put the kids down, more than happy to come over and hang.
Yeah. You just got to work with them. Meet them where they're at. You know what I mean?
You got to meet them where
they're like, at. And like, yes, it does feel like you're sacrificing a lot, right? Because you're like, why am I involved in this? I don't have a kid. But if you love your friend and you really value your friendship, you'll meet them.
Yeah, they're at a different stage of their life than you are.
And then when the kid is older, they'll be right back to where they were. You know.
They'll circle back if it's meant to be. Thank you guys for weighing in on this.
Distance makes the hearts grow fonder.
We need caller 8 right now. We gotta throw out a pair of tickets to the 12th annual party at Center Ice at Tim Hortons Iceplex on Friday, April 11th. This is a 21+ event, 585-252-9800.
I'll be hosting. I'll be there.
Breezy will be hosting. We need caller 8 right now. Good luck. It's coming up next.
Need a boost to your morning? Listen to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy on your smart device when you ask it to play 98PXY.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.